Wasatch County Sheriff Jared Rigby spoke to the council about a portion of the stay-at-home order as it relates to outdoor recreation.
Individuals that live here are welcome to outside their home and, as it says in other places, for leisurely drives and that kind of a thing. Still pay close attention to the personal distancing. But we need to be careful when it comes to those that are visitors and coming from outside the county to come here. Really, the rule that needs to be followed is that those visitors may not come and recreate in Wasatch County.
Rigby also says the Sheriff's Department will be making some changes at the Wasatch County Jail. Rigby says ordinarily they have around 100 incarcerated individuals in the jail.
The command staff that we have that's working on that will probably have some statements and updates that we can probably give tomorrow. But there are a number of things that we're doing at that level because those that are incarcerated can really be in a similar situation as those that are in assisted living centers and other kind of vulnerable populations.
Finally, Rigby asks that people be specific in their language when describing the stay-at-home order. He says he's heard people use shelter-in-place to define the situation. That is not correct usage, as shelter-in-place is usually related to remaining in place during natural disasters such as earthquakes or fires. Lockdowns are often related to specific threats directed at a building such as a school. Finally, martial law relates to military involvement of enforcing orders such as a curfew, which is not in place in Wasatch County.
I really do feel like stay at home is the best message that all the different agencies could focus on. And as far as elected officials, that we could also help in supporting the health department if we use all of those terms and language.
The entire Wasatch County stay at home order can be viewed at kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.